Start me up.
Joe Biden wants to be.
What was that?
I just want to play a video for a second so I can add an issue.
This show is broken all over.
And welcome, everybody, to a broken edition of RP Grinders. I'm your host.
it's never not broken.
I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Mold. Breakman the Mold. You're Breakman the Mold this week, Breakman, apparently. Gentlemen, how are you? How you doing, Break?
I was fine, and then I got called the Mold. Now I don't know how I feel.
This is... musty audiences then. Yeah. Not mature audiences.
Yeah, we should have called it must, you know, is this a suitable for musty audiences, which I don't think it's suitable for anybody, to be honest with you, but whatever.
It's so weird to like the term mature audiences, and when they basically mean, you know, adults and stuff like that, even right. though we're the most immature.
You know, when you put that...
Me, I'm completely immature.
When you put that into chat, Breakman, I was laughing because I was thinking the same exact thing. I'm like, mature audiences, yeah, right. I mean, they should just age gate it and forget it, you know what I mean?
The age gates are stupid, though, because anybody can just put whatever year. I mean, I never put my birthday. I just scroll in whichever, like, it comes up. Oh, 1967, sure, whatever, that's fine.
Well, think about it, right?
You're like, born in 2000, is that old enough? Yep, okay, let's go.
I do the same thing, man. I mean, I don't even put my real birthday in there, because it'd be like, what, like, you know, BC.
Well, the computer doesn't go back that
right, far. That's what I was going to say, man. But, like, if you're a kid, man, let's say, like, you're 12, right? And you're wanting to listen to Grinders, which I don't recommend because we're, like, the most immature, you know, non-kid show, kid-friendly show ever.
I know. Even the episode when we had kids, we still got busted a few times.
Exactly, man. We tried. Remember we tried? Yeah. We, like, you know, we were trying our hardest, but we just couldn't do it.
We need to try it again sometime, but like this time, just maybe like start before and we all take deep breaths or something. I don't know.
I don't think we can do it, Breakman. Like, I've tried several times.
I want a second chance, damn it.
But,
oh, fuck. I'm already over.
Let's... Yeah, exactly. Too many F-bombs, man. But, you know, YouTube is doing some weird shit, man. They're like, see, there I go again. I just fuck up all the time, you know. But YouTube, like, you could get in trouble, like, if you don't, like, you got to do some extra steps on YouTube, man. I'm seriously thinking of just dropping YouTube altogether, man, because they're a pain in the ass. Like, it can't
YouTube
be...
is run by Nazi Christians, so fuck YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
If there was a better video streaming site, I'd use it, but there isn't. So I have to use YouTube.
I know. YouTube is the best streaming site, period, man. It's just run
by... No, it's the only one that matters.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you could use Vimeo or Dailymotion, but they're never going to be great. And same thing for Forever. I don't even know if Forever still exists.
Yeah. Well, Twitch is pretty nice, and we're on Twitch, so...
Yeah, but you can't, like... use Twitch like you can use YouTube.
Well, that's true, but we got a lot more people that watch us on Twitch than on YouTube, so, you know.
But YouTube does have a larger audience, so we could try more on YouTube and maybe get it out there, but it is hard to compete with, like, cat videos and influencers, you know.
Oh, dude, I mean, we get crushed on YouTube, man. Like, we're lucky if we get, like, 10 views in a week, yeah, man. Really. I mean,
hey, this is Tammy, and I've got the new purse.
Besides, Twitch is mainly a streaming site.
We can't compete with Tammy, Breakman. Come on, man. No, you,
she's
you know
got the
better.
New coach purse, and she just has to show it off.
Right, right. Okay, well, let's get started with the news, man.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got a game called Black Myth Wukong, announced for PC and consoles. Chinese developer Game Science has developed Black Myth Wukong as an action RPG based on Journey to the West. It's set to release for PC and unspecified consoles with cloud-based platforms and also in consideration. I'm sure that will turn out right. Because, like, you know, depending on how good the cloud service is, your game won't play at all.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of buzz about this game.
Is everything based on Journey to the West, for God's sakes?
Yeah. No, it's just that it's really a popular story that they just regurgitate over and over again.
Yeah,
that's kind of my point.
A lot of buzz about this game, though, man. A lot of people are really...
But, you know, this is the game I kind of wish that that Monkey King Heroes back was.
Yeah.
I still need to write a review for that, but it's not good.
I think this game looks good, man. You know, all things considered, not much...
Maybe it'll be the Dark Souls of the Monkey King games.
Yeah. I'm looking at it, man. Like,
it's an action RPG, and it looks like it's a grim, dark version of the Monkey King story.
Yeah, it's very... I mean, visually, it's very impressive. So, you know, it's got a chance, man. Like, I'm looking at the video here. I looked at the video beforehand, but... it's got a nice visual style, so, you know, it's one of those games that people are buzzing about, so we'll see.
Fuck, I was joking, and it is a Dark Souls game.
Yeah, it is, man. That people were saying this is a very impressive Dark Souls-like game, so.
Really comics?
Yeah. Okay, anything else on that, Eric?
I look for articles. I don't actually read them.
Well, you read them on air, man. So we got you, Eric. It's all good, man. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Comes to us live from RPG Site. Compile Heart Reveal. Go, go! 5D game Neptunia Reverse for PlayStation 5. The go-go where there's exclamation points, so I figured I had to yell. Compile Hearts has just revealed that Neptunia game for PlayStation 5. Go, go! 5D game, Neptunia what? Verse? There's a star in the fucking middle. What?
Yeah.
This announcement was made on the 10th anniversary of Neptunia series as the first title. Hyperdimension Neptunia was first released for PlayStation 3 in Japan on August 19, 2010.
Yeah, there was no real gameplay or anything like that, but if you're a Compile Hearts fan, there you go.
What the fuck does 5D mean?
Fifth dimension. I don't know.
Yeah, you have like a third eye, you know.
The group, the fifth dimension?
It works with you.
Like, if the fourth dimension is time, then the fifth dimension's, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's like a sixth sense, but a fifth dimension, you know? So, I don't know. Whatever that means, man. Okay, anything else on that Break?
No, that's it.
All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Hades launches for Nintendo Switch this fall during today's Nintendo Indie World presentation. Supergiant Games, we love Supergiant Games, announced that action roguelike dungeon crawler Hades will launch for Nintendo Switch this fall alongside Games 1.0 launch for PC. Hades will feature cross saves between the PC and Switch versions. That's interesting. Originally launched as an early access title on Epic Game Stores December 2018, followed by an early access launch on Steam December 2019. Supergiant has been constantly updating the game and is finally ready for its full launch coming in the upcoming months. And there's a new trailer. It looks very Supergiant games. It's it looks wonderful. Maybe we can get the guys back from Supergiant to talk about Hades soon. It's good stuff. But a little bit about it. Defy the God of the Dead as you hack and slash out of the underworld in this roguelike dungeon crawler from the creators of Bastion, Transistor, and Pyre. Bastion's a great game.
Now, apparently the fifth dimension is math, because math's involved in it.
Yeah. Hades is a godlike roguelike dungeon crawler that combines the best aspects of Supergiant's acclaimed titles, including the fast-paced action of Bastion, the rich atmosphere and depth of Transistor. I've heard nothing but praise for Transistor. I never really played Transistor, but heard good stuff. And Pyre. and the character-driven storytelling of Pyre. So, let's see. You can unleash the fury of Olympus, befriend gods, ghosts, and monsters. Built for replayability, nothing is impossible, and it's got the signature Supergiant style. So, there you go. Looks fantastic, guys. Hopefully we can get... maybe Kasavin will come back on and talk about Hades with us.
Oh, I did say that I'd like to do another interview once it gets out of early access.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. We should have talked to him before. I'll see if I can put out some feelers, see if we can't get Kasavin to talk Hades with us on the show in the near future. It'd be nice. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is Baldur's Gate 3 has got a date now, and it launches an early access for Steam and Google Stadia. Why do an early access release?
Who's Baldur's Gate dating? I want to know.
It's dating the Stadia, apparently.
That's interesting. I wonder how that's working out.
But why are you releasing an early access game? It's like, just wait until it's done.
Yeah, I mean, it's Baldur's Gate, man. There's not much to be done with it, right? I mean, just get it done and then release it. But Baldur's Gate's a badass game, man. All those games.
Maybe they're just being upfront about the thing that the game will probably be somewhat unfinished when it comes out.
Yeah,
but like most games are these days. But September 30th is the date.
You know what pisses me off? It's always Keeley that gets these exclusive looks at, games, like badass games, like Baldur's Gate. But there's like no gameplay. I'm like looking at this thing, and there's like literally zero gameplay.
It's just a panel of them talking about the game.
Oh boy. Okay.
Oh, that's a great advertisement.
Yeah, a panel with Keeley and a couple of dudes.
Some flashes of artwork in CG.
Yeah. Can we see this game? No, but if you close your eyes, just picture what I'm telling you.
If you close your eyes real tight and imagine what it would be like, then, you know.
Does anybody want to know what the minimum and recommended system requirements are?
Should I? Like, yeah, do the processor, like the main things, man, you know?
Okay, you need Windows 10 64-bit. But for processor, for minimum, you'll need an Intel i5 4690 or an AMD FX 43050, 8 gigs of RAM. A graphics card minimum requirement would be a NVIDIA GTX 780 series, AMD Radeon R9 20X, or 280X series. And you'll need about 70 gigabytes of hard drive space.
Yeah, it's a beefy.
Which is, I guess, better than the 200 that COD needed or something.
Oh boy, yeah. Well,
but the recommended are is a i7 4770D, and an 80 at a Ryzen 5 15X.
Yeah, you're going to need some badass...
You'll probably need, like, at least the last generation of video card.
Yeah, it's not going to run smoothly unless you have the latest and greatest, which is another reason why I hate PC gaming, but, that's why I love consoles. You get what you get, and that's it. And if it works, it works. And, that's...
Yep, I
agree. Honestly.
Obviously, 16 gigs for RAM. It's like, that's like a necessity now.
I remember the last PC... One of the last PC games I ever played was Half-Life 2, and I had to... Mm-hmm. Man, the money I had to get that sucker to run, man, was unbelievable. It just... I don't know.
The last time I upgraded was I upgraded to get to play Fear. It was $250 just for the video card, just to play one fucking game.
Yep. Yeah.
And then the next game that came out, I can't remember what it was, but it, like, my system was already out of date.
Yep.
Here's additional note that might help some people.
Yeah.
It says the recommended requirements might decrease over the course of early access as performance gets improved with patches.
Right, man. That never happens, man. They always increase the fucking minimum requirements. I agree with you, Break, man. Like, it just get a console. It's like an upfront cost, right? Like, what, $600-$700 sometimes, you know, whatever, you know.
$300 if you can find one.
Of course, yeah. If you're one of the few that bought the Stadia, you don't need to worry about system requirements because it's streaming anyway. You just need a good internet connection.
Well, yeah, but that's, that's a whole different issue, Eric. But yeah, it's, I'm with you, Break, man. Like, fuck that shit, man. Like, because I agree with you. Like, the next game I bought, I think it was like Vampire the Masquerade or something. Mm-hmm. And I started playing it and I couldn't see the fog. And I went back to the store and I'm which the fog was like everything in that game. You know, that's the whole atmosphere. Yeah. And they were like, oh, yeah, you need this and this. And I'm like, well, I just upgraded to play Half-Life, you know, like, right. What the hell?
Exactly. It's ridiculous. And that's why I got out. Like, I'm just, you know what? I love console gaming to begin with. I'll just play console games.
If like, the cable providers would not have level caps, like, on their, data caps.
That's another problem.
Then, you know, maybe the way to go would be, like, a streaming service, you know. But fuck that. Like, you know, it's $50 every time you go over. With Comcast, anyways, I don't know what it is where you guys are, but with Comcast, every time you go over, you're allotted, and you can easily do that too, especially now with 4K. Like, if you're watching a bunch of 4K movies and stuff, at the end of the month, you could easily go over, you know. And then, I mean, what are the games nowadays? 70 gig, 100 gig to download? I mean, you could easily go over that terabyte.
Here's an area that the PS5 and Sony, I don't think they'll do this, but they should do this, to get an edge over Microsoft, would be to allow mods on games like Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
And maybe allow actual keyboard and mouse support for every game that will actually make use of it, like this game.
Yeah, well, that'll never happen, man. Because especially
some games have mouse support, but like not very many.
Yeah, it's just not gonna happen, Eric. All right, Break. What do we got next?
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Torchlight 3 releases this fall for Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. So there you go.
Yeah. Torchlight, very, very popular franchise, man. It's kind of a cutesy Diablo, is the way that I put it.
It was Diablo with some really like handy things that you wish Diablo had.
Yeah.
There's an animal that you could put your loot in and send it back to the town to sell it for you and shit.
So yep.
You can keep fighting in a dungeon like Diablo. Hello.
Yeah, they could easily do that in Diablo, like give you a familiar that you could, you know, I mean, just copy
too bad,
the idea.
Too bad Blizzard will find some way to fuck up Diablo 4 anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they fucked up Diablo 4 by announcing a mobile game, man. That's how they fuck up all the time.
And they fucked up 3 initially by having the auction house.
Yeah, 3 ended up being a great game, man. I really enjoyed my time with Diablo 3. It's really good, but yeah, I agree. The auction. What's that, Break?
But I don't want to pay Blizzard, so I'll have to wait for a pre-owned sale. That's decent.
Yeah, that's a good idea, man. All right. Let's see. You did that story, right, Break?
I think so.
Okay. Next story comes to us from RPGSite.net. Strategy RPG Tears of Avia launches on September 24th for Xbox One and PC. So there you go.
For Avia.
Yeah, Avia. 8 minutes of gameplay. I mean, it looks... visually, it doesn't look too bad. It's got a kind of a different little style. You know, it's a strategy RPG, so if you're into it, then there you go, Breakman. One that you can only
play. The main character seems to be an archer, which is different.
That is different. So, I mean, I mean,
it's usually a person with a melee weapon.
Yeah. It looks interesting. I mean, I wouldn't mind watching somebody play this game. It's not my style, but there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
You got some bad news for 3DS owners in Europe. But Etrigan Mystery Dungeons is getting delisted in Europe on September 30th. Well, it's not necessarily bad, because all they have to do is Atlas just needs to put it back up.
Why are they taking it off in the first place, Eric? Is there any indication why?
I think Anissa's agreement is dropping off.
It's not something like they're doing a remaster or something? Because that could be a possibility, too. I don't know.
Atlas handled publishing duties for Spike Chunsoft and Atlas Roguelike spinoff series, and NIS America's handled it in Europe.
Yeah.
So either they have to work out something with Spike Chunsoft, who actually developed the game, or Atlas is just going to take over publishing duties.
Yeah. Leave it up to Atlas to get it back up there, so I wouldn't worry too much about it. But you can still get it before September 20th.
It's on sale right now.
Yep, and it's on sale, so get it before it is not there anymore, just in case. But I heard it's a pretty good game, Eric, so there you go. All right, break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Penny 1-2 Exploded and Reloaded gets a new trailer. Japanese release date set for November 12th. Dude. They say dude.
Yeah, that's how they say it in the game, man. Dude.
Dude. Dude.
Dude.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah.
The first game starts with Etna asking 1,000 Pernies to get their ultra dessert. This requires having to go through the various stages to find ingredients for the ultimate snack. The game also has a special Azagi storyline where she goes about her usual shenanigans of wanting to become her own star.
That's the first game. Second game is about looking for Etna's panties.
And the sequel of Phantom Thief steals Etna's panties. The Pernies are tasked with retrieving them and making the thief suffer. Additionally, it comes with the second part of Azagi's story. This time, Azagi comes to Perny form and must fight other versions of herself to prove that she's the real Azagi. She also aims to become the star once again in the sequel. So there you go.
So a game that she never actually got.
It'll be out on October 13th in America and October 16th in Europe. Japan. In Europe, and in Japan is November 12th.
There you go. Okay, looks...
I don't know why they're getting it later, but okay.
Looks pretty good.
There's a Just Desserts edition, includes a variety of bonuses, including a... let's see, you scrolled on me when I was trying to read that, and then nanoblock-style kit, an art book, soundtrack, and a Soggy Wars poster, so there you go.
Yeah. Looks good, man. I put the video up. I didn't get a chance to see this beforehand.
Tons of pulls, though.
yeah, really tough game, but looks good. Okay, let's move on to the last story. I'll go ahead and do this. Comes to us from Silicon Era. Danganronpa, Danganronpa. Two Android and iOS ports launch worldwide. So there you go. If you were wondering when you were going to get your Danganronpa fix on mobile, it's out now. So there you go. Or as some people say...
I'll be doing 3 soon.
Or as some people say, dang it, Grandpa. So there you go. All right. So that's the news, y'all.
Yay, y'all.
Yeah, so exciting. Okay. Homie discounts this week. We still got that PlayStation PS Plus deal for
$32 now.
Oh, it's down to $32. So even more savings, man. I don't know how they're able to do that, man. They're not making any money doing that. And there's still some free anime seasons on the Microsoft Store, as far as I can tell. So make sure you get those. And that's it. Breakman, do we have anything for Dear Breakman this week?
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, I get to play your music?
Yes, you do.
All the PSP Sony should just, make PS Plus free.
D. Gear break, man. What do we got this week, man? This is exciting.
Oh, this one comes from at toy underscore open. Don't start with an underscore. He has a would you rather.
Ooh, here we go.
I think he's trying to compete with our other favorite would you rather. would you rather? Would you rather change baby poopy diapers 2 times a week for the rest of your life? Or would you rather change adult diapers 2 times a month for 2 years straight?
Oh, God.
Well, baby shit doesn't... Well, it usually doesn't stink as bad as an adult's. So.
You would be wrong.
it can be.
Oh, God, man. I'm going to take an El Paso on this one, Breakman, so you go right ahead.
Oh, you are such
a... I thought there was a positive to it.
No, this is a would you rather... I'm going to go with the adult diaper one because it sounds a lot less punishing than... Because he said the rest of your life twice a week as opposed to twice a month for 2 years.
Yeah, and see,
so you only have to wipe an adult ass 48 times.
There's no specific...
wiping a child's ass for... No,
hold on
a
second.
Do I want to wipe Joe Biden's ass?
Yeah, nobody wants to do that, man. Check this out, though, Breakman. There was no specification that you had to do a good job, you know? So, I mean, you just tell them to take off those pants and put on new ones, you know, for 2 years? Yeah, I'd take that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there was no, like you have to get in there and, like, you know, really, you know, work it or anything, you know? You just take off those ones and put on new ones. Here you go, you know? For 2 years?
I mean, tell them to play Don't Shit Your Pants, too.
Just 1 year of the babies over 100 times. You're having to wipe an ass as opposed to the, was it 48 for the, no, it was, whatever it is, 96, I think.
Yeah.
Is that what we're at? 96 times for the old person?
Yeah, I'll just do that, man. Because there was, like I said, there's no specification on how good of a job you got to do, so, yeah. No, and
no,
plus,
yeah,
it's,
no, that'd be
shit
four,
a lot.
That'd be 4 years. No, just. Yeah, just 48.
Yeah, yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat, man. Like, just get it done and over with, you know?
Yeah.
2 years, yeah. And as opposed to the rest of your life, fuck that shit, man. Yeah, that's an easy one, man. All right. Anything else, Break?
I did not see anything else, unfortunately. I would double check now, but no, I still don't see anything.
Okay.
It's a shame, but I appreciate getting a would you rather.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Tony. Really, really appreciate that.
Oh, and there
that.
Was a meme Frank, our freak sent us, but...
What would you pick, Eric? Baby or adult?
Well, you have to do it less than the adult, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, there's a finite, you know... end to it, like with the baby. It's like, fuck that. Yeah, I'm good, man. No thank you.
There's only 2 crappy days a month as opposed to 2 crappy days a week.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, exactly. You can count down the times when you're done. You know, it's like 2 years. Okay, all right.
Yep.
Okay.
And I was also thinking the old person might be a bit more cooperative than a child that doesn't fucking understand what you're saying.
Yeah, like I said, I'd be like, okay, go ahead and take those off and put those on. There you go. You're good. And then you leave, you know.
And I think there's less chance of an adult peeing right in your face.
Although if it was Joe Biden, man, he probably would pee in your face, man. That, all right, let's move on, man. That's I don't even want to think about that.
Oh,
anymore.
This is the best urinal I've ever used. God damn it!
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
Oh, Freak jumped in with a loophole. Doesn't say you have to change it when it's dirty.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about, Freak. Welcome to chat, by the way, Freak 5. I think you're the only one in chat this
week.
It
does say baby poopy diapers.
Yeah.
Oh. It doesn't say adult poopy diapers.
Yeah, Lurks is in there as well. Welcome, Lurks. I watch Lurks every once in a while on Twitch.
Still sounds like a winner to me, though.
Yeah. Lurks is a good ass fucking. I think he plays Fortnite or one of those. Or no, it's Apex. He plays Apex, man.
And, oh, that's why he's in our room, because you put Apex on there. Oh, I see.
Yeah, he gets mad every week when we're not.
One of these days we're going to play Apex, and he's going, well, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, what is this? Yeah. Now, Lurks is a good player, man. He's a good dude, too, man. I've talked to him. I've been in his chat room before. He's a good dude. Doesn't say you have to change it when it's dirty. Exactly, Freak Five. So Freak Five's on the same page, man. He's thinking the same thing. Okay. What you been playing, Break?
Still wear gloves.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I've been playing the same stuff, Final Fantasy 15 and Star Wars. I don't know if I'm going to get around to playing anything new anytime soon.
Really? I thought you were, like, almost there, like, getting Final Fantasy 15 complete.
Yeah, well, Final Fantasy 15, like, I completely forgot there was a Colosseum in it, so I've been kind of going back and, you know, doing the whole saving and reloading your save type of shit.
Now, let me get this straight. You did the main story all already, right?
Like, Yeah.
Why don't you?
Just doing, like, all end game stuff, and I was working on getting stronger to take on the last dungeon and then the giant turtle and stuff. But yeah. Then I got sidetracked by the Colosseum and going fishing, and there's stuff that I haven't done, and I just can't. I'm just start one thing, and it's like, oh, I need to do this. No, wait, oh shit! Damn it.
You're gonna get that platinum, aren't you? You're the ultimate. What is it? It's not platinum on Xbox. What is it on Xbox? Like,
it's
when
just
you,
achievements.
Like, all you're getting all the achievements, right?
Yeah, you just get all the achievement points for it.
It's like a diamond, isn't it? Like, when you finish everything, it's like diamond or something.
I know you get the like the logo of the game, like you get like a.
Yeah,
it's a trophy type award thing, but there are a lot of Final Fantasy achievements, because it includes just not just the game, but it has the DLC and like the multiplayer and stuff like that. Which I think they closed the multiplayer down. So
yeah, Freak Five is exiled. He says, "I think Frank made a new Twitter account. Send that would you rather to find out if Break would change his adult diapers for him." How dare you, Freak Five?
And you're saying I fell for it? Damn it.
I wipe my own ass, man. I don't need anybody to wipe my ass. I wipe my own ass. All right. I'm not that old yet. I can still wipe. See, that's when I know I should just retire from everything, man, when I can't wipe my own ass. Just I think that's a time I'm just like, you know, just put me out in the middle of the wilderness and that's it, man, you know. You can't wipe your own ass, and ugh, man, what kind of life is that? All right.
If you're out in the wilderness, just make sure you look at what you're using.
Quit pissing.
And don't want to make a mistake and like grab poison ivy or some shit. Wipe your ass with that.
Yeah, I've got enough experience in these mountains, man. I wouldn't be grabbing no fucking poison ivy. Damn it, Frank! Quit pissing on me. How dare you, Freak Five? Who's to say that it would be Breakman that would be fucking changing my diaper, Freak Five? Jesus Christ, man. Okay. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
Just more of the Battlefront, and still sucking at some things. Like,
what are you like? Are you playing like multiplayer on that? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The flying. I did okay on the flying. Surprisingly, Break. You'd have been surprised, man. The rest of the game, forget it. But I did beat that game though. It's a fun game, man. Fun game. I never really delved into the multiplayer, but I heard that's pretty fun too. So
yeah.
All right, Eric.
I'm enjoying it. I'm just trying to, I guess, complete challenges and stuff like that, because there's nothing really. There's no real goals left or anything. Just getting my character stronger, and that's it.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what you been playing?
Playing. I got through Catherine Full Body, so I have a review for that later. But other than that, I've been playing Mortal Shell, and I got through that since it's an incredibly short game. And I played the second playthrough, New Game Plus mode, for a bit, and to get some stuff that I didn't get the first playthrough, because the weird thing is, like, there's only three dungeons, and after you beat the third dungeon, he'll give you, like, new, like, empowered riposte skills that you can use against enemies when you parry them.
Ooh.
And like, depending on which one you start off with and which one you end, you'll only get certain spells. So there's a reason to replay it again.
Hmm.
But other than that, I played Dandara, which is a fun Metroidvania type game, and that's leans more heavily into the Metroid territory. But it also has got Dark Souls elements of its own, because like you can level up and use that experience to get more health or to get more healing, to get more energy. Yeah. And if you die, then you'll lose that experience, and you have to go back to get it before dying again. Otherwise, you'll lose it all.
Yeah, just like similar to like Salt and Sanctuary, something like that.
In fact, yeah, it's also funny that you mentioned that, because the currency in the game, the experience system, is called Salt.
Huh. Interesting.
And there's this whole thing about Salt in the game.
Huh. Dandara. I'm gonna have to check that out. What system's that for?
And it's also got a cast that's almost completely Persona color.
Huh. Interesting.
Most of them are black, but like there are other ones too.
Alright. What else you got?
I played a tiny bit of Banner of the Mage for the Switch.
Okay.
Just can't really talk about that all that much though. But the interesting thing about Dandara is that like your character doesn't move around normal like in Metroidvania. They move from point to point that like on launch pads, and the perspective switches sometimes so you can get a better angle on things.
Hmm. Okay. Sounds interesting. A little different kind of perspective there for that game. I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm intrigued, Eric, so when you get that game done after you do your review, I might check that out. All right. Speaking of reviews, I didn't really play much this week. I've been sicker than the dog still. So I think it's the air quality, man. Like it's definitely the air quality. All right, let's get into reviews then, Eric.
RP Grinders reviews.
Actually, Breakman, did you have any reviews this week? Did we lose Break?
He needed to do his Kevin Bacon review.
Yeah.
My Kevin Bacon review? Yeah. What? Like, what? He is.
No, great. No. You need to give him a review of what you did today. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I think Kevin Bacon would punish him if he knew what.
I got up in the morning, I used the bathroom, then I prayed to Kevin, his lordship. Then I made some breakfast. And
were you holding your penis at the time when you were praising Kevin Bacon?
No. He smited me last time I did that.
make sure you watch the Invisible Man.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
That's what I meant.
So then, let me see. Got up. I had breakfast. Prayed to him. Started work. Made sure I did my every 2 hours stop and pray to Kevin Bacon. Have to.
I gotta say, Breakman, we haven't had any audio issues this week, so you must have been doing a really good job. Freak Fight says Frank will be senile, wiping his ass with marijuana leaves, then later smoke it and bitch about it being skunky. See, I don't smoke the leaves. I don't smoke the leaves, Freak Fight, you son of a bitch. Oh man, you're exiled, Freak Vibe. That's two with two comments. So you're working on a record here, man. Any reviews, Break?
No.
All right, Eric, your review for Catherine Full Body.
Oh, Catherine Full Body, called such because it's a reference mainly to the fact that there's lots of alcohol drinking in the games. Bar called the Stray Sheep, and it's also referring to the fact that the game has more content, including the new Rin route, which is I guess it's a good story, but there are parts of it that definitely don't mesh together with the original story because they don't have as many, like, it's not as if the two Catherines have interactions with each other within the original story, but the fact is that Rin's a character that exists in the real world, but they have almost no interactions with the other cast, like the other Catherines. But
how many Catherines are there?
There's Catherine with a K, his girlfriend, and then there's Catherine with a C that is a younger girl who he starts getting tempted to cheat on with. Hmm. And he believes that he actually has.
Is that in his dream, though, Eric? Or is it kind of, like, ambiguous? Like,
He doesn't have a clear memory of anything that happened. So yeah, the idea is that he doesn't know what happened, so he's just assuming he cheated.
Okay. All right. Because I played that game originally. I think it came out on the PS3, right? Right, Eric?
But the Rin Route is a good story, but, like, I think they wanted to make it a progressive story, but I think that might have been a little bit better being its own game with a different character rather than working it into the narrative. But I think it's also a way for them to say, we actually didn't like the way the original script worked because we think both of these routes are kind of shitty, so we're going to take the Shin Megami Tensei route and go. Both Law and Chaos routes are stupid. Let's do a neutral route of some kind where he discovers that he's actually bisexual, I guess.
Yeah.
Or pansexual, which would be probably be a better descriptor because he falls in love with her because of who she is as a person. And they don't really allude to the fact he's sexually attracted, though. So that's also a good thing. So, like, why do people have to be sexually attracted to each other? They don't, because some people are like that. But, like, they kind of fudge it because you find out something about her that isn't the fact that she's a guy, but something else entirely. That kind of ruins the narrative a bit.
I think Brake just threw up in his mouth.
But anyways, so I guess it's sort of a gay route, but that doesn't really properly describe it either, because the way Rin's set up is that he never really went over pronouns with Vincent. She just kind of accepts that she's a guy, but she also dresses like a girl.
Yeah. I remember Eric.
She's kind of like me. She's a non-binary person.
Yeah. I talked about this game when it came out a long time ago, Eric. And I remember it, like, me praising it at the time because it was actually a very, very forward-thinking video game in that regard, you know, and it dealt with subject matter that was definitely very mature. And when I talk about mature video games, which we've talked about on the show before, this is exactly the type of game that, you know.
And by the way, I'm talking about the true ending that I went for. It kind of fudges the narrative they were trying to go for a bit.
Yeah, because there's different routes, right? Right, Eric?
Mm-hmm.
It's a puzzle game at its core, but it's got an interesting story with...
thing I hate about this game is there's still no way to go back to a specific part of the game to make different choices to go open up different routes. There should have been a flowchart-like system in the game, but there still isn't.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm glad the safety difficulty exists, which is a new difficulty that just makes the puzzle portions a complete cakewalk. Because you have unlimited continues, and the puzzles difficulty themselves are really simple. Yeah. And the rate at which the blocks disappear is... The funny thing is the blocks don't actually disappear unless you're on a boss level and the boss actually destroys that row. But it takes a long time for the boss to actually do that.
Yeah. It's a difficult game if you played it on regular difficulty, though, for sure. But I'm glad that they put that in for... you know,
but if you want an extra challenge, or like, so see what I did is, like, they have this new remix mode that adds new block types that are usually Tetris shaped that makes normal difficulty even harder, but like it does make safety not completely hard easy though.
Yeah,
because some of those levels are still really tricky.
Yeah, they are. I mean, it's a tricky game for sure. Fun,
So I'm going to give Catherine a full body 9 out of 10.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty good game, Eric. It's, it brings up a lot of controversial issues to the forefront. And
also, I think there might be a map editor where you can get other people to challenge your levels.
Yeah.
It's not a full-blown editor, but it's like enough to change certain block types in different places.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So that's your review of Catherine Full Body. I'm going to do some rapid-fire reviews here real quick. I watched a series called Cells at Work, an anime. Basically, this you guys got to check out this this anime, man, because it's Break, do you have Netflix?
What's Netflix?
Yeah, what's Netflix? You don't have Netflix. But it's on Netflix. I don't know if it's on any of the other services, but...
No, it's a Netflix original.
Oh, is it?
Which means it's exclusive to the Netflix platform.
Okay, all right.
Basically, it means they paid somebody off. And,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, pretty much.
They didn't make it.
Yeah, they definitely didn't make it. But it's an interesting little series. It's basically about the inner workings of the human body, and it's called Cells at Work, and that's exactly what it's about. Is you know, it's got red blood cells that are doing their job. You know, they're basically, as my dog
says, it's a less disturbing version of Mr. Body.
whatever that
show was.
What'd you say, Break?
What job does Perfect Cell have?
it's got all the cells, basically. The white blood cells, which there's this guy that's a total badass, and he basically takes down any germs that, you know, what a normal blood cell would do in the human body. But it's got an interesting interplay between all the cells, you know, and the different types of viruses that can enter the human body and stuff like that. But I would definitely recommend checking it out, because it's equal parts cute and equal parts gory, because when the white blood cell gets to work, man, he doesn't mess around with the germs. He just cuts them up. And
are the germs like insect looking things?
Yeah, they're like weird, like what you would imagine viruses to look like and stuff like that, man. It's interesting because they like the viruses like to hide like they would in the human body, and you know, all kinds of different things. The platelets are really cute little, they play like little kids, you know, like little cute kids. So the platelets will come and do repairs on the human body when it gets damaged and stuff like that. And it's interesting. I definitely give it a high recommend. I give it an 8 out of 10. The animation's pretty great. It's, I mean, there's not a lot to it other than that, you know, and that's all you really really need to know. It plays a lot like like a Dragon Ball Z type thing, like with the enemies and stuff, you know, like these big epic matchups and stuff like that. So it's really good. I highly recommend it. They even had an episode where the body got dehydrated, so all the cells were like in these desert-like conditions, and then all of a sudden, like, an IV comes in and, like, kind of saves all the cells, and then they had, like, a blood transfusion at one point for battling something else, and then, so there's all these new red blood cells, and it was kind
of... If Reboot were in the body instead of a computer, basically...
It's good, like, man. It's a good series. 8 out of 10. I highly recommend it. Next two, I'll do rapid fire. Oh man, both of these movies, man. First one I'm going to be talking about is called Open 24 Hours, and it's basically, the best way that I can describe it is, this woman who just got out of prison for setting her boyfriend on fire because he was a serial killer, ends up finding a job at a kind of remote gas station. And, you know, she kind of has like paranoid delusions at times, and but she ends up getting this job, and the first night on the job, she ends up having to battle her boyfriend who escapes prison. And I mean, you can imagine the mayhem that ensues from that, but it's a... I hate to... I mean, I don't like to portray this movie like this, but it's the best way that I can describe it. Think of it like a slow burn gore fest, if that makes any sense, man. Like, this woman goes through hell during this movie, and it is... It's an excellent horror movie. It's definitely scary, and I highly recommend. You can get it at the Redbox. It's I give it a 9 out of 10. I've never seen a movie like this, but it's really well directed and acted. It's got the one of the guys is from Freddy vs. Jason. If you've ever seen that, so. Freak 5 or something else, man. He says, open 24 hours is the story about Frank's mouth giving his nickel blowjob on the corner. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled, son of a bitch. That's rude. That's why this. That's why we can't not consider ourselves a mature audience only, not mature audience show.
See, to be fair, that was back in the 20s. A nickel would work a lot more.
How dare you, break, man? You say, you don't have to add to his...
I was helping you.
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, yeah, I do have a stinko. I want to add it.
Okay, go ahead and add it, Eric. But if you like kind of a psychological horror mix with gore, then you're going to love Open 24 Hours. And speaking of psychological horror mixed with lots of gore, is a movie I just saw on Shudder. You guys got to get Shudder, man. If you like horror movies, Shudder is the service for you. Random Acts of Violence just came out yesterday, and holy shit, is that ever a movie? It's basically about this comic book artist who has this, I think his character is called Slasher Man, and it's basically this dude, this serial killer that has basically a welder's mask on, and he, you know, does all these horrific killings, and they end up becoming more and more real. And ooh, is it gory, man? It's a gore fest, but it's definitely another psychological horror movie, with lots of gore, and ooh, it's good. Another 9 out of 10. It's a great movie, and it has a wicked ending to it that I'm still thinking about today. I'm gonna have to watch that movie one more time to like really let it sink in. But both of those movies are really good, man. So I highly recommend watching both of them. So those are my reviews of those horror movies. So can't recommend them enough. And Brake, you didn't say you had any reviews, did you?
Not really, no.
All right, let's move on to.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
All right, Brake.
I got a couple. They're both actually local related. This week, and it. It started, I guess, Saturday night, technically. It would be last week. But since the last show, there have been numerous shootings around the city. And people obviously killed and stuff like that. But just the rate of gun violence that's happened this past week has been insane.
In Cincinnati?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, there were, 19 people shot over the weekend or something like that?
Wow, that's crazy, man. That's...
Only 3 people died, thank God, but it was just, there's just a lot of gun violence. There's 3 or 4 different shootings within a couple hours, and then since then there have been numerous shootings throughout the week that have just been, it's been really ugly. I don't know what's sparking the violence, but it's been...
I mean, what are they just like random acts of violence or what?
I don't know if it's like gang violence or if it's drug deals gone bad or stuff like that. It's inner city violence, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So a lot of that's caused by, you know, no opportunity and poverty.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, man. We've talked about this on the show before, Break, man. It's you know, everybody wants to point a finger at a specific race, but you know, it's it. You're right. It's all about opportunity and lack of opportunity, for sure. So, I don't know.
I'm trying to find, like, as we're talking, I was trying to find the exact number of people shot this week. I think it was like 19.
That's crazy, man. I don't think we've ever had a week in Denver like that at all.
It's been disgusting, and I'm not finding the numbers anywhere. But yeah, I've not been happy about this week going on.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, break?
Okay, so 5 people killed and injured over a dozen. So about 17 or 18. Yeah.
5 is too many to die, man. Yeah. Like, just way too many. Police related, any of them, or just
no?
Yeah. No. Okay. Wow. Okay, that's not good, break, man. Not good.
No. Not good at all. Right. Since then, there have been, I know there was at least one police-related incident with somebody barricading herself in, but I don't think that was actually here. I think that was somewhere close, but not in the city.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So anyway, my other stinko goes to, well, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm about to say, Frank. What?
Go right ahead.
What are you snickering for, man?
No, I'm not. I'm not snickering.
I'm not happy. Like, on the air Thursday? You know, Wednesday. It was a Wednesday game, a doubleheader. One of the longtime Reds announcers open mic'd some pretty foul stuff. he referred to some city as homophobic slur.
F capital is, I think, what you're referring to.
Yes.
Or F city or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So he did that. He did that on obviously an open mic. He didn't realize it was open. And I was watching that game. I didn't hear it, but you know, it happened really quick and it was really low. So I guess that's why.
I heard the audio after. I had to search for the audio. Breakman, and that guy should be fired because that's how he really feels, Breakman. You know what I mean? I mean, is he a good announcer?
He's been there. He's been doing this since the 90s is the thing. Yeah. Like, he's been a long time announcer. Like, I've been listening to this guy for years, you know?
Yeah.
A long fucking time. And what you're saying, yeah, like, it's definitely in his heart because he was mentioning this casually.
Yeah.
And I want to know who he was talking to that he's so casually mentioning, saying, like, you know, that he doesn't like to, you know, well, that he's homophobic.
Yeah, it's a lot different situation. There was also along those lines, Breakman, there was a Charlotte Hornets broadcaster that tweeted out the N-word. And I make the distinction because I think that was more of a definite, like, spelling error. But then I think about it, how could you misspell nuggets to the N-word? You know what I mean?
Cut out for a second there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Now.
I was talking about the Charlotte Charlotte announcer, the Charlotte Hornet announcer who tweeted out the N-word, and I'm on the fence.
I don't even know because I don't listen to sports.
Well, Break and I do, and it's I'm not giving him a pass because it's not it. I mean, you can't auto correct that. Like, in other words, like it wasn't a mistake because, like, it would have been auto-corrected because nuggets is a lot different than the N-word, you know, because he tweeted about the Utah Jazz versus the Denver Nuggets, and instead of using nuggets, he used the N-word. And I'm like, that's a hard sell to say.
Yeah, your phone's not going to auto-correct to a word like that, like,
right?
Unless it's in your vocabulary, like your dictionary, because your phone does memorize stuff.
Yeah,
that you use.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I'm getting an idea. It's probably something that he probably used in his personal life.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
his phone auto-corrected for him.
And
at the wrong time.
You know, sometimes you have to kind of think about things, Breakman. And the Cincinnati broadcaster, he definitely feels that way, you know. Yeah. And there's no room for it. And, you know, I don't care how long
he's said that he's going to go through diversity training and stuff like that and yada, yeah, yada. But he has been suspended by the team, and the NFL just flat out fired him. So,
yeah.
But like I said, I want to know who he was talking to and what kind of things they're talking about, because that was, like I said, I didn't hear it when it happened, but when I heard it in a repeat, it's like, wow, he's just like casually talking to somebody.
It always amazes me, Brake, man, when something like that slips up, like on a hot mic or something.
Yeah.
And how many more people are like that, you know, yeah, that just, you know, I mean, it's a bad look, man. I think I would quit before I would ever go back on air, because like that's the way he feels, you know, and that's how you know when you character is what takes place when somebody's not looking, you know, and he didn't expect anybody to be looking. So that guy, I mean, as long, I know he's been on there for a long time, Breakman, but I can't give him a pass, man. You know, I think there's a lot of people that feel the same way, you know. It's like, yeah, you just need to leave, you know, just go into the background, use all the money that you've, you know, kind of built up over all these years, and just go on vacation, you know. I mean, yeah, just go away, you know, because there's no room for that anymore. Like, we've, you know, we're in 2020, we're not in 1950. It's not okay for somebody to...
The Reds and other sports teams are trying to get a younger generation. Like, they are, especially baseball, they are desperate need of the younger generation, because yeah, baseball has been, it's been shedding fans for a long time.
Yep.
Because,
yep,
you know, there's the archaic rules. And then before this happened, the biggest controversy with the sport was this whole unwritten rules, which was actually stupid. And that's another thing. I'm just going to add unwritten rules to Stinko's too, because that whole thing was fucking stupid as shit.
Yeah, unwritten rules,
like,
man.
He was, three balls, and then he was pitched to, and they didn't want him to hit the home run because, like, they were already winning.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what? Forfeit. Throw him to towel. Don't play. If you don't want to get your ass beat, then don't play the game.
Yeah,
it happens, you know.
Yeah, just forfeit. You have that option. That is an option in the game, you know. And
that's why I don't get online and play fucking Madden, because I don't want to get destroyed that bad.
Right,
you know?
Right. That's exactly right, Breakman. Like, they do have a forfeit rule, and it's a good rule. Like, I mean, if you don't, you know, if you don't want to be embarrassed further, then just quit the game. You know, that's you know.
Or spend more time practicing, you know, get better. Yep.
Get better. Yeah, exactly.
What's the term, get good?
Yep, get good. I mean, it's as true as it is in video games. Just get good or forfeit, or, you know, it's just stupid, man. I hate the unwritten rules. And I also, you know, another thing I hate, and this goes along lines with a lot of sports, Breakman, but I hate, like, plunking people with baseballs just because, yes, something happened in a previous game.
Like, you're throwing like a 90-mile-an-hour ball at somebody's head. Like, yeah, this is ridiculous. Or we're throwing them at their butts or their backs or something, yep, like that. Yeah, like, that doesn't hurt. Like, they're not going to feel that in 30 years, yep, you know? Yeah, they might.
Yep. Or like in hockey, like fighting. Like, there's, mm-hmm, I hate it. People love the fighting in hockey, and I'm like, why? It adds nothing to the game. Your best player usually gets 5 minutes for fucking fighting, sometimes 10 minutes. So you're taking away players out of the game.
Well, that's why most hockey teams used to employ thugs.
Yeah, and it's stupid. It's just dumb.
Basically, like, this one guy, he doesn't skate very well. He can't hit anything.
But he can beat the shit out of your best player. Yeah. That's not why I watch. I watch hockey so I can see the finest players, you know, score goals or make passes or make incredible passes. And it just, no, I hate that shit, man. I hate fighting in any sport. It's like in football, the thing I hate the worst is like face mask penalties or unsportsmanlike penalties. Like, you know, I think if you get an unsportsmanlike penalty in football, they should just throw you out of the game. Just gone. you know?
I've got a bad problem with dirty players. I've complained about it for years. As somebody who sees the Steelers twice a year as a Bengals fan, like, dirty players have just been, I hate it. And the Bengals, for the most part, have kept clean players, but in recent history, they've been, they've employed probably one of the dirtiest players in history.
Perfect.
It's just, Vontaze Burfict is... There's no call for some of the stuff he does. Like when a play's over, like twisting other players' ankles or something like that.
Yeah, no place for it.
Dropping like hitting people low.
You know.
After the whistle blows, just the way he plays was just absolutely so dirty, and I hated watching it. I hated him being on the team.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes it, Brakeman. Even if that person's on your team, like I'll give you an example, like Bill Romanowski. Used to play with the Broncos, and I hated watching that guy play, man. Like
I think the only point of that guy was just to hurt people.
Yep.
I think.
Yep.
I mean, as far as like a coach's perspective, the only reason he was there was just to hurt other people.
Yeah, just to antagonize and cause problems. I hate that. It's one thing about
Dolphin guy that does the same thing, or used to be Dolphin.
Ndamukong Suh.
No, he used to be a Dolphin. He's forget where he is now, but lineman.
Oh, Incognito. Richie Incognito.
Him. God, I hate that guy.
And he, you know what? He's such a good player. He doesn't even need to do that shit. You know, it's so stupid. But all right, anything else, Break?
No, just to close with it, I agree. He should lose his job. It's highly disappointing. Somebody, especially for me, like, he's been doing this for 30 years. I'm only in my 40s, so for most of my life, I've listened to this guy at different intervals, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's embarrassing to the city, I think, as a whole.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't want, you know, I don't want people around the world thinking, hey, this is what my city is. Like, a bunch of homophobics. And, you know.
No, there's no room for it anymore, Breakman. Yeah. We're supposed to be all inclusive, and you know, we've especially on RP Grinders. Like I have people in my personal life that are gay, and I just, you know, I have no tolerance for that.
Isn't even that like you have to apologize for, but it isn't even like you don't even have to know anybody that's gay. Like
no, you
the
don't.
The principles of this country are, you know, basically
all inclusive.
Live and let live.
Yep.
Essentially, that should be a essential rule, is live and let live. We're not supposed to influence the choices of other people. And what is it my business if two consenting adults or more want to fuck?
It's not, Breakman, and that's a point.
Unless one of them is my girlfriend, then that might be a problem.
or let's take fucking out of equation, just having same-sex marriages.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I'm just saying in general, like, it's not even marriages and love is one thing, but just and I think that's how they were able to win the marriage arguments, like with love. But it shouldn't even come down to that. It should be if you want to have, you know, if you want to fool around with somebody, and if two people want to fool around with each other, then whose business is it?
It's nobody's business, Breakman. You're absolutely correct.
They don't have
man.
To be in love. They don't have to see each other ever again. You know?
I couldn't have said it better, man. Like consenting adults, man. That's all you need to know.
Or, you know, fucking for money.
Yeah. Or exactly.
It's a funny way of putting it, but yeah, like, I don't have a problem with prostitution.
Neither do I.
It's called the world's oldest profession for a reason, because people will pay for sex.
Right.
And then people will sell sex too.
Right.
If
right.
we were to say legalize it and regulate it like it is in outside of outside
States.
Of Vegas and Nevada.
Yeah.
The women in that business are more protected than, say, some women out on the street working for a pimp.
Yeah. You know? No, you're right, man. We've talked about that on the show before, too. It's with two people, two adult people.
Or more. I don't – like, if 50 adults want to get in a circle and do each other and they're, like, all with it, fine. I don't care.
And, you know, if there was less –
don't do it in my backyard.
Yeah. If there was less economic disparity because of rich fucks who just
– I mean – if you want to do it in my backyard, that's cool with me, man. As long as I get to watch, you know, that's all good.
Well, what about
guys, though? All right, hey, More.
Hey, whatever.
Whatever, man.
I got popcorn. Go.
Anyways, like I said, if there wasn't such a great economic disparity, then people wouldn't have to resort to human trafficking.
That's true too. Let me get caught up on chat. Freak5 says, "One stinko, we didn't get Wi-Fi back until Monday." God damn, Freak5, that really sucks. Another stinko, I went to the grill outside my job for lunch one day this week, and they were out of the steak for the ribeye steak, or the ribeye sandwich. Oh man, that sucks, man. I went on the internet on my phone. That really sucks. You hate fighting in any sport? What about boxing? I'm not talking combat sports, Freak5. Let's just make the distinction there. I hate fighting.
I had a revelation. Sorry.
What, Eric?
But that Black Myth game, it's like they wanted to call it Dark Souls. You're like, fuck, somebody's taking it away. Black Myth.
Okay.
I'm not really big on like fighting sports. Like I've watched boxing matches, and most of them have been pretty boring.
I like boxing a lot. I like boxing. I like MMA.
If it's not like a hug fest, which most of them seem to turn into.
Well, it depends on what you're watching, Breakman. I could turn you on to some great boxing matches, man.
I'm not saying all boxing. I've seen good boxing matches.
I'm not sure I'm a fan of real life beating each other up for the sake of someone else's entertainment either, though.
I'm okay with it, Eric, because these are highly skilled people.
And
that...
this is their personal choice, then, as long as they weren't...
I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. It's just I'm really a fan.
You know what I wish they would do, though? I wish they would add... not helmets, but like those boxing gear, headgear. I really wish that they would go to that, because that would prevent a lot of the, CTE.
As long as they know all of the risks, and it's consensual, they're not like getting into it because they were coerced or they were groomed into it. If it's somebody's choice and they know what the risks are, then... have at it. Like I mountain climbing, but I'm not gonna go to a mountain and scream at people for climbing a mountain. Like, you morons! There are better ways to exercise.
Yeah. I think the reason they don't wear helmets isn't because of our lack of not having helmets. It's more to do with the fact that helmets are probably unsafe. They could probably potentially cause more harm if they're poorly made.
Yeah. We should have Thunderdome. Everyone knows the risk, and the rules are simple. Two men enter, one man leaves. Dungeon, it's funny you say that, because wrestling this weekend, they're going to introduce what they call the Thunderdome for WWE, and basically it's just a bunch of like LCD screens with fans on them. Another stinko, I miss going to a buffet. Yeah, I agree, Freak5, that really does suck. I do enjoy watching boxing too. Dungeon, I'm a huge boxing fan, man. Like back in the day.
They could bring back buffets if they did like a sushi rail like they do in Japan.
Yeah, they could.
But for like other kinds of food instead. Dungeon, that way you're not like you just get what you want when you see it.
Yeah. Dungeon, boxing's come a long way, man. They used to have like 15 fucking rounds, man. Like, that was brutal to watch. Like, shit like that, man. I mean, it was crazy watching some of those old boxing matches. But I like the newer boxing. I think it's a bit safer with the 12 rounds, 10, 12 rounds, stuff like that. But, it is what it is. I did hear that I don't know if you're interested, Dungeon, but De La Hoya is coming back to fight, which is interesting at 47
Another
years old.
One of the old ones is coming back. Roy Jones Jr. is going to fight Mike Tyson, and then back. Okay.
Yeah, Tyson looks good. I don't know about Roy Jones Jr., man, but Tyson looks really, really good.
But the last time he came back, like him fighting Lennox, and then just... like, that was just a bad matchup to begin with.
Yeah. Well,
Lennox
is,
like, taller, and he's got, like, a 10-foot-long reach and shit. Yeah. And And Mike has always been the
Mike Tyson looks good, man. I mean, I don't know if you've seen those workout videos, but he looks...
I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm just saying we're good. Bringing back the old guys again.
Yeah. I mean, the new guys are exciting.
He's basically Rocky at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, man. Yo, Adrian. Anyways, but all right, we need to move on here. Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko is that Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Remastered HD. Not only can you not do couch co-op, so you can only play online, but the online play is also region locked.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Square, thanks for fucking it up.
Yeah, I know, man. God, that sucks, man. Preakvibe says, well, I wonder if they know the risk. It could be a symptom of poverty. How many people from wealthy families become boxers? No, that's a good point, Preakvibe, but I think they do know the risk, but they are in that position for the most part. But, you know, once they get into the position where they know the risk and they start making money, like, you know, you just you better be good. That's all I'm saying. You better be really good and know when to get out, you know, because if you stay until you're 50, then you're going to cause some major issues with your brain, man. Pacquiao Mayweather match was boring as piss. Everyone wanted it, though. The problem with that matchup, Dungeon, is Pacquiao had a bum shoulder going in, man, and he didn't disclose it. Pacquiao would have had a better shot at beating Mayweather, but, you know, whatever. Mayweather's an all-timer, though, Dungeon. As much as I don't like the guy, he's just a great boxer, one of the greatest I've ever seen. Like, I mean, you want to talk about Matrix moves, Mayweather had it in spades. Freakfight says, like maybe if their father got rich as a boxer, I could see it, but the father was probably poor and became a boxer. No, there's a lot of truth in that, Freak Five. A lot of those boxers come from humble beginnings, you know, no question. All right, I'm gonna go with my stinkos real quick here. The DNC had its formal nomination of Joe Biden, and it was boring as fuck with no substance. You know, not one policy was discussed, and you can expect nothing from the DNC, so there you go on that. And the forest fires here in Colorado are outrageous. I think it's a reason why I can't get over my cold, because the air quality is so poor here. Like, to give you a perspective of how bad the air quality in Colorado is right now, and I can't imagine in California, it's probably just as bad or worse, but we have sunflowers growing in our backyard here. And since the fires have been going, every one of those sunflowers have died or wilted repair. So, you know, and it's not good on my weed plants either. They're surviving. There's enough sun for them, but not for sunflowers.
Are they smoking themselves?
They're surviving on their own juices, man, for sure. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's the forest fires here are terrible, man. Like, they're really bad. They're blocking out the sun pretty egregiously here. But, you know, so those are my stinkos. So let's move on to happier things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, your sweet-o of the week.
My sweet-o, I go to have the bad news that Trump has been racking up once again. A couple more court decisions not going in his favor. We know the Supreme Court said that he can't withhold his taxes. Well, but what they said at the time was that, you know, we're not going to say that this is something that we're going to really interfere in. We're just going to throw it down to the lower courts. And the lower courts confirmed that, yeah, well, you got to get us taxes. So I don't know how he's going to get away of not doing it, because, you know, he's going to still fight even though he has to do it because he's fucking Trump. Yeah.
No, that's I mean, it's not going to matter anyways, but it is going to be interesting to see how corrupt and how poor he is, because he's definitely not a billionaire. I mean, yeah. I guarantee.
Well, he might be now off of some of the money he's made since he's become president.
Billionaire?
He's made a lot of money being president.
Not billionaire money.
He's made investments in foreign countries like Russia, which are money that's kind of, you know, on the down low type stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if you're,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't.
If you're saying shady, then yeah. Yeah. If you're saying like legit, none. He's. I mean, look at all his bankruptcies. Break. Like he's legitimately. He's a horrible businessman, man. Horrible.
Now America's his current victim.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, really, all the documentaries I've watched, he doesn't really have any large, big accomplishments in his entire fucking life.
No,
his biggest one was getting on television for that, whatever that TV show he had.
That's the only success, and I guarantee he didn't make like tens of millions of dollars on that.
He gets credit for Trump Tower and stuff like that. He didn't even design it or any of that. Like it wasn't his deal. Trump Tower wasn't made because of him.
No. But, I mean, just think about all the failures, man. Trump University. Yeah. Trump steaks, Trump vodka, Trump shirts, like all these things were like failures, man, one after another. He's never had anything that was success other than that stupid show. And even that show was like, I mean, it was like top 20, I think, which is okay. But they weren't, they weren't paying Donald Trump like $10 million a year or anything, man. It wasn't, he's not a billionaire, man. I guarantee he's not a billionaire. And even billionaires say it, like Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban's like, the dude's not a billionaire, man. Come on, man. We know the billionaires. The billionaires know the billionaires. You know,
he's basically the guy in Yakuza Zero that you can fight. It's a fake rich looking dude. He's wearing a gold suit.
Yep. Yep, exactly. What else you got, Break?
The other court battle he lost was in Pennsylvania, where they told him he sued over voter fraud and, you know, mail-in election stuff like that. And it was he lost. The court said he failed to show enough evidence that there was any fraud at all. So
yeah, he's a loser, man. He's a loser. He's lost almost every single court case he's brought to the forefront, man.
And he's had thousands over the years. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. He's
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say he was, I think, one of two people to like lose more money than like anybody in America's history, man. If that says anything, like based on the limited tax records that we got, Breakman, he's lost more money than almost anybody in the history of the United States. And I wouldn't doubt that, you know, that comes to the forefront when we see these
when the casinos went under. He was getting propped up by mob money, and his dad was giving him money too. And he still filed for bankruptcy.
Who? Let me ask you this question, Breakman. Who loses money running a casino? That's unheard of, man. If you could be a complete idiot and still make money with a casino, man. He's just beyond horrible with business. He just knows how to borrow money from the right places. And you know what? Deutsche Bank, they'd lend money to him for a fucking reason, man. It's all about money laundering, man. When they went to impeach him, they impeached him for the wrong fucking things. They should have impeached him for financial crimes.
Those two should have been on it, but it should have been like a long list of all these things he's done.
Yeah, exactly. Freakfly says, another stinko, just found out that found out from my wife, one of my aunts started puking during a knee replacement surgery and ruptured her esophagus. Ooh, currently in air being life flighted. Wow. Freak 5, thoughts out to her, man. Hope she does better, man. That really sucks, man. Dungeon, try out that link, man. It's a great link. I saw your comment about Mayweather earlier, Dungeon, and he's the greatest of all time, man. Period. I mean, there was one match that I thought he lost with Jose Luis Castillo, who's another all timer, but other than that, Mayweather's a great boxer, man. Can't deny it. Sweeto, my wife brought me a bottle of peanut butter whiskey. Oh, the what do they call that? Screwball? Yeah. I remember going to Atlantic City ages ago to visit the boardwalk, and it was not great. Dungeon, you actually visited Trump's casino dungeon. That's awesome, man. Anything else, Breakman? Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Yes, one of the it actually, I guess, came out sometime maybe last week or something, but they're just now, because it was so large, able to get the reviews from the the bipartisan report on the investigation into tampering into the election in 2016. Basically, one of the things they started investigating to find the source of the quote-unquote witch hunt into Donald Trump. It was one of those investigations. Instead, it was more just proved what we already knew.
Yeah.
Bipartisan agreement that, you know, yes, he got help from Russia. His family member, Donald Trump Jr., directly worked with him, and Manafort directly worked with him, and he directly worked with Manafort.
I think there's a good chance Donald Trump ends up in jail after
it's where he needs to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I go back and forth on it, Break, but I actually think there's enough, once he's not president and he doesn't have that power, then I think they're getting closer to getting some of those financial crimes under control, man, because he's
the only thing that really worries me about, like, him getting out of office. And then, you know, he'll be fighting it in court, obviously, but it's his cult I'm worried about.
It's only 20% of the country, man.
I know, but he started a cult, then, and most of those cultists are trigger happy, racist, you know.
Yeah.
Evil people.
No, I agree with you, man. That there's nothing you can do except deal with that when it comes, man. Like, and you know what's the sad part of it is a lot of police officers are that way. So, I mean,
it isn't just police; it's all around culture. You'll find doctors that think like that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like people that well-educated people that believe QAnon,
yeah,
this type stuff. It's insane, and like, and it just some of the like podcasts I listen to about cults and stuff like that because of Donald Trump. And I kept saying it was a cult, and I listen to these videos and it's like, yeah, it sounds like a cult.
There's a lot of cult elements.
Educated people fall into cults. Like smart people can fall into a cult.
Are you familiar with World War II, Breakman?
I've heard of it.
There's a lot
I know
of
some. You saw it firsthand.
I'm just gonna make the. I saw it firsthand. How dare you, man? I think I like how you like get those little jabs in me, like every chance you get, Break. It's so awesome. There's a lot of similarities to Hitler and Trump, and I'm not talking just the authoritarian kind of aspect, but you brought up like the cult aspect. That there was a real, like, cult aspect to the way that people, and it was a minority of people, just like it is here, because I don't believe that the majority of the country is a racist, you know, they're racist sycophants, man. I just don't believe that. I think we've come a long way. but
yeah, but those people feel,
yeah, now we're liberals. Fans, and yeah, people defending Biden.
but if you kind of study the way that Hitler rose to power, it's very eerie how Trump rose to power. Very similar, man. Very, very similar. And then there's always the people on the, you know, kind of outer to inner circle of the one main person, which, you know, Eric, you have a sweeto.
Yeah. Steve Bannon was arrested by the postal police for fraud, tax fraud.
I tweeted this out. There's nothing more 2020 than Steve Bannon getting arrested by the postal police of all people, man. That was, I mean, it was a thing of beauty, man. I hope he does serve jail time. I doubt it though, because I think Trump will pardon. He'll give him a pardon before he leaves office, man. I mean, it's not even a question. But that would be one great thing if Steve Bannon did step into jail and stay there for a good extended amount of time. But you know what's funny is he defrauded Republicans that wanted to build the wall. It was the whole build the wall thing.
Yeah.
So maybe he might not get off with it, man, unless Trump pardons him. So, you know, whatever.
One thing that I don't really understand with the Republican Party and their support of Donald Trump, because it isn't just racist, there's a lot of, like, dumbasses and, like I said, the cult, is that the people who have come out and thrown shade at Donald Trump have been some of his most loyal supporters at one point, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what was it, one of his people that he hired as an advisor or something, I can't remember that guy's name, but he's like, this guy's unhinged, man. He's absolutely unhinged.
Yeah. But these are all right-wing people that are turning on your president. This isn't, like, can't you people see this? It's not about partisanship or anything. Like, this guy is, like, it's about him.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
no, for Donald Trump, sure. Everything is about him. He doesn't give a shit about you or us or this country.
Yeah. No, I'm not voting for Biden, but I'm pretty sure Biden's going to win.
I hope he wins.
Even though Trump has closed the cap, but I still think Biden's going to win.
I don't know,
I just don't, like, with Trump, like, the rigging elections, and he is actively talking about running again in 2024.
Yeah, I know, man. Like, really? I mean, it's so stupid, man.
Like, we know if he gets reelected, one of the first things he's going to do is, like, change the rules so he can run again.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and then it's going to turn into Russia.
Well, it all depends on our military, man. Like I've said it, first it's the Secret Service. If the Secret Service doesn't do anything, then it's up to the military. And then after the military, it's up to the people. Because, you know, if he gets voted out in November, I'm not going to be sad to see him go, obviously. I hate the choice of Biden.
None of us are going to be happy to see Biden president.
No, none of us are. It's just the way that it is. But at least it's not Trump. And that's the best that the Democrats can do. At least it's not Trump. You know, I mean, and it's sad. It's really, really sad.
But he at least can give like an impassioned speech where he sounds kind of sympathetic or empathetic, as opposed to Donald Trump, who always just wants to kick somebody's ass or something.
Yeah, Biden can do that as he's cutting Social Security and.
Oh no, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying, like, he's a better.
I know what you're saying, man. He's a better orator than yes. Trump ever will be, man. Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you're gonna go that route, yeah, I guess. But
he learned from his master, Obama.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
He is the greatest orator of my lifetime, I think.
He's a great orator, but terrible president, man.
Yeah, warmonger who got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've gone off about that so many times.
Yeah, I know, man.
I want to get to the brackets.
Yep, we do, man.
It's been on my screen for a few minutes now.
Yeah, I know, man. Here we go. It's a free-for-all. Okay, we're down to the final 16 in our greatest Nintendo 64 game of all time. Next week we'll crown the champion. We'll be down to 8 next week, and we'll do.
Hey, where's Weiland? He should be hearing this.
I know. Weiland was excited for that. I'm surprised. Yeah, he's probably working, man. He's probably making money. But we're down to the final 16. We're going to get down to the final 8, and next week we'll crown the champion. Also, chat will determine our next. Bracket championship for September. So next week, Eric, Brake, and I will come up with 3 suggestions, and whatever chat decides will be our next challenge. So and Eric or Brake had some great suggestions. So I'll be curious to see what these guys come up with. Going forward, it could be music related, could be game related, movie related, whatever. But yeah, we're going to continue on here. You guys ready for the first matchup?
Yeah.
Let's go from the bottom of the bracket here. And I got it on the screen for everybody to kind of look at. Mario Party 3 versus Beetle Adventure Racing. I'll go ahead and open with this one. I really like Mario Party 3, man. I thought Mario Party 3 is probably the best in the series. If I remember correctly, but Beetle Adventure Racing is a highly underrated N64 game. But I'm going to pick Mario Party 3. What do you say, Brake?
I am going to pick Mario Party 3 as well.
Okay, Eric, what are you picking?
It doesn't matter.
Well, what's
to
your...
me, like, the N64 age was probably one of the best couch, you know, couch.
Okay. I never was really fan of the Mario Party game, so no Beetle.
Okay. I almost picked
also,
Beetle.
But that was also a good multiplayer game. But, yeah. Like, the N64 is probably the best, like, multiplayer couch system I can think of. You know, four people sitting around just... Yeah. It was designed for it.
Yeah. All right. I'll start with you, Eric. We got Duke Nukem 64 versus Quake. This is a titanic matchup, man.
Quake.
All right. Break, what say you?
I am going to go with Quake.
I would have said Duke Nukem 64 just because of the snark, but Quake moves on. All right. Quake... we'll move on. I'm going to go to the top of the bracket now. We'll kind of go back and forth.
You want to save the one for last.
I do, man. You know which one I'm looking at, man. But okay, WWF No Mercy, which is the wrestling game, versus Diddy Kong Racing. I'm going to go with Eric first. What say you?
No Mercy.
Okay. And I think this is going to be a clean sweep. Break, obviously, nice. No Mercy, right?
Right.
Okay, WWF... No Mercy moves on.
Why'd you say it like that? Are you taking
my voice is.
Are you sure you aren't trying to outdo Biden's counter today?
I can barely speak today, man. That's what's going on. I'm still sick. All right, let's go with Star Fox 64 versus F-Zero. I'm gonna go first. God, I love both of these games, man. If I had to pick one, I'd say Star Fox 64.
F-Zero X, but whatever.
Yeah, X. That's I meant to put that. Sorry. Okay, so I'm picking Star Fox 64. Breakman, what are you picking?
I am also picking Star Fox 64. I love that one.
All right, clean sweep for that one. Star Fox moves on. We'll go ahead and put that down. Star Fox 64 moves on. Okay, we're going to go down one bracket here. Super Smash Brothers versus Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. Eric, I'll start with you.
Super Smash Brothers.
Okay, I'll pick... I'm going to go contrarian. I'll go Tony Hawk. I thought it was a fantastic game on the N64. But you're the tiebreaker, Breakman. What are you picking?
As much as I love Tony Hawk, I gotta go Smash Brothers.
All right. Not a big surprise there. It could have went either way, but
This was the first Smash Brothers.
Yes, yes.
It was the beginning of it all.
Yep, that is true. Okay, one down. We got 007 World Is Not Enough, which has made a few upsets along the way, versus Star Wars Racer. I'll go with you, Breakman. What are you picking?
Not my favorite shooter, but Star Wars Racer is a fine racing game, but you know, even though World Is Not Enough isn't the best shooter, I still like shooters more than racing games, so World Is Not Enough.
Oh, okay. That's an upset, man. I thought for sure. I'm going to pick Star Wars Racer, actually, over World
Is Not Enough. I'm picking Star Wars.
Wow. Star Wars Racer moves on. Wow. That's surprising. I thought you guys would have...
Yeah, see, where's Wyland to tell me I was wrong?
Okay, now here is... I'm going to go with this matchup first. Super Mario 64 versus... Now, this is Pod Racing, Dungeon Buster says. Super Mario 64 versus Mickey Speedway USA. You guys know how I feel about Mickey Speedway USA. I think it's a criminally underrated game on the N64. But it's going up against Super Mario 64, which is a great game, man. This is a tough choice for me. I'm going to pick Mickey Speedway, man. I'm gonna pick the upset
I'm
here.
I'm picking Mario.
Okay, so it's up to you, Breakman. What are you picking?
I have to pick Mario 64. It really changed 3D gaming.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you guys, although
to me personally, it's not the greatest Mario game. Like, I don't think it holds up well.
Yeah.
Compared to some other Mario games, especially because of, like, 3D, old 3D, and there are just things that are really old and that don't translate well to modern times.
Okay, our final matchup for today, guys. The final matchup. This is a Titanic matchup, all right? Ocarina of Time versus GoldenEye 007. Eric, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to go with Ocarina because I've always been a fan of the Zelda series, and I've always been a fan of action-adventure games.
Yeah. What about you, Breakman? What are you going with? Ocarina of Time versus GoldenEye 007.
This one to me is kind of a hard choice, but the more I think about it, it isn't that hard. Ocarina of Time was the first game of its kind, really, like this 3D action adventure, you know, kind of RPG-ish. It took Zelda into a real-ish world, you know, like you felt like you were in Zelda. But as you're playing, there was this annoying little piece of shit that would keep saying things like, "Hey, look, hey, hey, hey."
At least it. Okay. In fairness, it wasn't Tingle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So this annoying little sprite kind of brings a little bit of the fun down because, you know, hey, look over here, hey. Hey, how about you shut the fuck up? I'm doing something, okay? You fucking mind your own goddamn business, you little piece of shit. So the other competitor is, but don't get me wrong, because that's a great game. I like
it. It really bothers me. I'm just too busy doing stuff to listen to her say, "Hey, listen."
Hey, listen. So anyway, I said earlier, this is N64 is probably the ultimate, like, couch system, like four people sitting around system playing games.
I think in the Ocarina of Time 3D, they let you tone down the frequency at which Navi says things.
Well, that'd be nice. So anyway, back to the point of why I'm picking 007.
Ooh.
I think it was the ultimate couch game. Like, this was... I remember screen looking being a thing back in, especially against 007. Like, no, don't look at my screen, you know, and just people working together, like two people being one team and two people play against the other. And it was other than Doom, it was the first real, like you felt like for the first time first person shooters were really on the console.
Wow. And so it's up to me is what you're saying.
That I think probably my favorite of all times of the N64 games. Wow, it's between that and No Mercy.
Yeah. Wow. Oof, man. This is a Titanic matchup. I can't believe it's up to me to pick between Ocarina of Time and GoldenEye.
And, you know, I really wish Majora's Mask would be here because Majora's Mask got the one thing that he hated most about Ocarina of Time. It's not "Hey, listen." It's a jingle now.
Yeah. God, this is such a tough matchup. I remember playing the shit out of both of these games, and having as much fun with both of them. But how can I go against Ocarina, man? Like, honestly, like, but GoldenEye, man. Oof.
GoldenEye was so good. These are both games that were so good that they were both remade later, you know?
Yeah.
The only real good game Rare ever made.
I'm going to make a nod to RPG Grinders because it's more along the lines of an RPG than GoldenEye. But, man, GoldenEye is a game for the ages. No disrespect, Breakman, but I'm going with Ocarina of Time. I can't. Honestly, man, when I was looking at these matchups, I was like, if those two go against each other, like, how could I pick between those? Legend of Neil, whatever. What the hell is that?
Oh, nice, read the
Legend of Neil's miniseries that's about someone who's like
I almost picked GoldenEye, Breakman, but I hardly ever had anybody to play against with GoldenEye. So, you know, I have to give it to Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time's just an all-timer, yeah, man.
I had roommates from my 20s and late teens and stuff, so like there was always another guy around to play GoldenEye with.
Yeah. Yeah, I never had that luxury, man. I barely had a chance to play N64, to be honest with you, but I did play a lot of these games eventually, but wow. Look at our final eight here, man. Look at these matchups
it's
for next
week. It's just a shame N64 emulation's still, like, not great.
I mean, look at these matchups, man. WWF No Mercy going up against Star Fox. That should be interesting. Super Smash Brothers going up against Star Wars Racer. Ocarina of Time going up against Super Mario 64. And Quake going up against Mario Party 3, man. This is going to be an all-out brawl next week. We will crown a champion. Who's it going to be? I have no idea, guys. Like, some of these games, like, I would have never guessed, like, something like Star Wars Racer would have made it this far. Same thing with WWF. As great as WWF No Mercy is, I never expected it to get this far. So, and look at Quake is hanging in there, man. Wow. Look at these matchups. All right, so next week, guys, we will determine the greatest N64 game of all time. We'll do the quarterfinals, then the finals to determine our champion. And then we will also determine our next month's tournament. So a lot of fun, guys. I think we're on to something here. So what do you guys think of the final eight? Breakman, what are you thinking?
That's fine. I'm wondering something. He's telling me about this Neil show. So this guy's jerking off while choking himself at the cord of an NES controller, and he gets sucked into The Legend of Zelda. If I remember correctly, Felicia Day is the fairy. There's one scene where he's fucking the fairy, and it looks like he's just fucking the ground. How is he fitting his penis into a fairy?
It's magic.
Does he have, like, a micro penis?
No,
or
it's
how does this work?
It's magic. It's magic, man.
Well, like, so she, like, he tries to go and fuck her, and she, like, shrinks his penis, so, like...
No, she's just a portal.
It's like a bag of holding in Dungeons & Dragons, break, man. Like, you can put as much as you want into a bag
so,
of
like,
holding.
So, like, she puts her vagina in the bag of holding, and he...
Well, the vagina is the bag of holding, you see? So, like, her vagina is a bag of holding.
So it, like, comes at her large and then somehow fits?
Yeah. Yeah, just like...
I don't understand this.
You could fit... Dude, if you've ever played Dungeons & Dragons, you could fit almost anything into a bag of holding, man. It's magic, man. Just magic.
I really thought you were going to say into a vagina.
Well, that's kind of true, man. I mean, you know.
I have seen a lot of videos that make me think that might be true, too, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys want to listen to a little bit of this? Hold on. You guys got to check out the video, man. It's Party All the Time from Eddie Murphy. And you got Rick James in the background just, like, directing things, man. It's fucking great.
Does he look like he's coked up? Or?
Here, I'll put him on the screen and let you determine that. What do you think?
I think Rick James was not shy in his love for cocaine.
Yeah, he's definitely...
Oh, yeah. I got a heads up. But apparently... All the Thundercats and the Thundercats from 2011 is on Tubi.
Oh,
sweet. Well, I thought you were about to say fight each other and one side survived or something. No survivors. No survivors.
Yeah, no survive. Only one, like a Highlander thing. You know, there can be only one type thing.
What's his name? Snorf.
Yeah, Snorf.
Snorf.
Turns out it was him all along.
Yep. Okay, guys.
Is Snorf or Snarf?
Snarf.
Snarf. Okay. Snarf.
Yeah. That's Snarf.
Snarf wins.
Okay, guys. I think that's all the time we're going to have for this week. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
Go plug a fairy, everybody. See how it works. it's a science experiment. For me, I need to figure this shit out because I'm so
confused. I think you first need to find a fairy.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it is
Felicia
somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
There's fairies somewhere, right? Right. We got Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster too, right?
Yeah.
They're all in the same place, aren't they?
You know, one thing
it's like a hidden paradise from the has its own period.
In all the years that we've done Grinders, we've never talked about fairies. Not once. You would think that we would have, because that's...
You never talked about goblins either, I think.
Yeah, we never have. Okay, any others?
Well, you know what? There were fairies at one time. Now that I'm thinking about it, I do remember seeing it in the Bible. There were fairies and dragons and unicorns, but Frank would not let them on the ark.
Yeah, that's true. That's a true story.
It wasn't Moses. Frank was actually the gatekeeper. Like, Moses didn't get to choose. Frank was sitting at the door like, nah, bitch.
See, it would have just been the opposite. I would have let all the fairies and I would have, like, kept out, like, sharks and, like, you know, all the bad things.
The skeetos,
like, I'm pretty sure sharks didn't need to be on the boat. you get in water, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, plugs, break, man.
Yeah, sharks used to have legs. Now they don't.
Oh, it's all Frank's fault. You damn it, Frank. Actually, you know what? I take that back. Thank you, Frank. I don't want sharks with legs. That sounds scary.
Yeah, for sure, man.
They're in the water and, like, yeah, just swimming around, like, looking for fish, and then they see some juicy-looking people on the beach, like...
You know, there's thoughts to sharks actually evolving to have legs and going on land, man. That would be scary as shit, man. Fuck.
It should be, like, the next Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They gain legs. Now they're invading the cities. Like, ah, fuck.
Well, have you seen the last Deep Blue Sea, man? Those motherfuckers are smart as hell, man. Yeah.
If I ever found out there were super smart sharks like those in existence, I would never go to a state that bordered the ocean.
I agree. 100%.
I would say so far in bounds.
Yep.
I want landlocked states only.
So, plugs, break, man.
God, Frank, why do you keep rushing me?
We gotta get out of here, man. This is awful, man. One day you're actually going to get good at that thing, man.
Nah, that would ruin it. You can follow me at @break_man on Twitter and at @RPGrinders on Twitter. And you can follow the harmonica only on this show.
Oh, man. This is awful. This is terrible. This is really terrible. All right, Eric, you're up, man.
All right. You can follow me on Twitter at @ErkRPG. I got a link to my Patreon there, and the Patreon's for writing reviews, such as for places like BostonBashRenegade.com and TotallyCheating.com, and even this own podcast, which I just talk about them instead. But if you want to give me as little as a dollar, that would help me out. And so that's just at @ErkRPG, in case I didn't mention it already. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah. Anything else, Eric?
I didn't get the right thing this week, but definitely tomorrow, because I got a lot of time on my hands since I don't have any big games to get through.
All right. Freak 5 is exiled. I just want to mention that before I say. You can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, capital RPG where necessary. Wyland's in chat. He decided to show up. There you go. Let's see. I did my due diligence and listened for a minute or two. Yeah, there you go. You missed the final eight, Wyland. You might want to catch the archive and fast forward to the end there to find out who.
So you can tell me how wrong I am.
Exactly. Let's see. Check out a movie called, I reviewed it, called... open 24 hours. Wyland, you might be interested, man. And Wyland, I don't know if you have Shudder, but there's a movie called Random Acts of Violence, which is awesome as well. You guys should check those out. Really good movies for sure. If you like horror movies, a little on the gory side, then you'll really enjoy.
Watch Sony make a parody porn of it called Random Acts of Consensual Sex.
Or just Random Acts of Sex. That would work too. Okay.
It's people walking down the street and randomly fucking each other. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Ah, that's a nice, beautiful day. Oh, yeah, let's do it. Like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
People walking down by, I'm like, huh?
Yep. I want to thank everybody that was in chat. Our good friend Freak5Chaos was in there. Another TV viewer was in there. Wyland was in there. Lurks and our good friend Dungeon. Buster was in there as well as the archive listeners. Thank you all so much. If you want to join the show live, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on twitch.tv/RPGrinders, or you can search RP Grinders on YouTube. Anything else, gentlemen?
You mean I gotta think?
Wash your hands.
Yeah.
Wear masks.
Stay home.
And be cooperative with people who are calling you about contact tracing.
Yeah.
And for God's sakes, fucking give each other space, for fuck's sake. Just because you're wearing a mask doesn't mean you're safe.
Yeah.
It's only part of it.
Yeah. Weiland said he fell asleep when he got home after work and just woke up. Those are excuses, Weiland. Excuses! Son of a bitch.
I can't blame him, honestly.
Yeah, it only cuts, like, and the masks aren't completely safe either. They only cut down transmission to 35%.
Yeah. Yeah, Weiland, check.
Good, but not perfect.
Which is why you're supposed to, like, distance and wear masks and wash your hands. Like, you're supposed to do all of these things for a reason.
Yeah.
Which is one that, like, I've seen some of these anti-mask people bitching about shit like that. Well, they want you to wear a mask and social distance. Like, well, if one's not effective, then why is the other? And, like, stupid shit. Like, just,
It's like people can't have two thoughts in their head at the same time without there being an opposing thought.
People are dumb. That's all it is, man. People are dumb. All right.
It's like easy mode in Dark Souls. But if you make it easy, well, it won't be hard anymore. But no, not if it's optional.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Yeah. All right. Random acts of sex. Okay. Anything else, gentlemen?
Yeah, just random acts of sex. You're just walking down the street and, like, you know, it's like a normal day. There's probably like 20 people on the street and just a couple people just suddenly rip their clothes off and start doing it.
Yeah. I'd be down.
I think that'd be a cool movie. I'd watch.
Too stupid to do more than one thing at a time, Weiland says. Yeah, pretty much, man. All right, gentlemen, anything else?
People aren't good at multitasking, but they're also not good at abstract thinking either.
Yeah. All right, Brake, anything else?
No.
All right.
Yes. All right.
Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we're out. Later, everybody.
Random acts of genital washing. I mean, washing your genitals is great.
Yeah, that.
Wash your balls.
Just shower. Make sure you shower.
I mean, really, shower.
Wash your nuts. That should be the title of the show, Wash Your Balls. Later, everybody.